Let your heart not be troubled. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's feast, of course, is Pentecost, but it is also the feast of the Queenship of Mary. And these two have a direct relationship. And they're rooted together in the holy humility of Mary. The humility of Mary is so powerful and profound that it sends demons to flight. Exorcists observe that all you have to do is mention the humility of Mary, and the demons will just shriek and flee because they just cannot deal, they can't sustain just even the thought of it. It converts even the hardest of hearts. Very often, if you're having a hard time converting someone, just ask Our Lady through her holy humility to convert the person, to change the person's heart, and very often you will get what you ask for. The holy humility of Our Lady manifests the glory and the sublimity of God. In other words, our Lord said, "He who is humbled shall be exalted," so that through Our Lady's perfect humility, God manifested His glory and His perfection most perfectly in all the other virtues which are rooted in humility in her. It is also the crowning jewel of Our Lady's heart. In other words, it's the thing that God looked at when He saw Our Lady and was most pleased and most moved, aside from, of course, her perfection in grace. But the holy humility of Our Lady is so profound that it actually became the foundation, the virtue upon which the holy mystical marriage of Mary was founded, and the Holy Ghost became her spouse. So humble was she that she was worthy of being exalted to being the spouse of God in a way that no other creature whatever ever enjoyed or will ever enjoy. So beautiful and humble was her heart that God protected it so that it would never be defiled. It was because of the humility of Our Lady that she herself said that all generations will call her blessed. In other words, her humility was so perfect, she's the only one, aside from our Lord, who can look at her humility and declare it. If we try to declare our own humility, it is always rooted in pride. Because of her humility, Our Lady was exalted to the highest place in heaven to take the place of the proudest creature, Satan. It is through her humility that Our Lady has the greatest power. For now she has perfect coercive power over the demons. She is the mediatrix of all grace and therefore can move the heart of any man by a single touch of her grace. As St. Louis de Montfort says, she is in a sense quasi-omnipotent, not by nature, but by virtue of what God has given to her. Because of her humility, she was exalted to the level of being the Mother of God, and as a result, her Son will deny her nothing, as St. Louis de Montfort says. So what does this all mean? It means that if you want to be exalted, you have to emulate her. You have to be like her. And if you want to eventually have God as your spouse, the mystical marriage, which is what we are all called to, not obviously in the same way as Our Lady is, but nevertheless all of us are called to that, you must therefore seek humility. It is only fitting, therefore, that the creature who would occupy the highest place in heaven next to God, and who was the spouse of the Holy Ghost, would be present when her spouse would descend upon the apostles and her, founding the very church. In other words, she who is the symbol of the church, that is Our Lady who is the symbol of the church, was present at her founding when her spouse manifested himself in a most glorious way. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.